Welcome to This Is Important, a production of iHeartRadio, the show where we only talk about what's obviously most crucially integral to the fabric of our very nature. Today we talk about...
Is this the movie that's going to make me an adult?
You can just get words in the dictionary now, by the way.
I think Adam's an asshole, and I also think you're an asshole. I definitely agree with you, Blake's a bitch.
I liked Home Improvement, but specifically the Tool Time segments.
Here we go.
Can we talk more about bitches make rules?
We can. That seems like an important thing.
So, like, societies are built by the people who are like, wait a second, you can't farm
you
here.
You can't.
No, this is a road.
You can't farm here. This is a road, bitch. I can farm where I want to.
Right. Can we start saying be with an itch, just, you know...
Sure.
We can say whatever makes you feel safe, pal. But here's the thing is that the guy who goes no.
That's a trigger word for you, Kyle, bitch.
No, I'm the one who brought it up. I was just joshing y'all. Oh,
the guy who says we're going to farm on this road is an asshole. So society's bitches and assholes, right? That's the ebb and flow. That's the yin and the yang.
Yeah, yeah.
A bunch of bitches and assholes.
Who here is a bitch?
That is the Democratic and Republican parties, bitches and assholes.
Are you a bitch or an asshole, Kyle?
Huh.
Whoa. I guess I'm the one who made the rule first, so I guess I'm a bitch.
Yeah, I'm a bitch. I'm a lover. I'm a child. I'm a mother.
I'm also a director, so I'm like making rules. I'm a bitch. Yeah. I'm a bitch. I'm not like letting things...
Yeah, but making of the rules, that's bitch made. But enforcing the rules, that's asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. The assholes, they go, okay, so those are the rules?
The asshole's the one that's like, okay, those are the rules. Fuck, I wish we wouldn't have made those rules. But now that they're made, you have to abide by them.
And that's the asshole?
And that's the asshole, I believe.
Wait, but our like hall monitors are like pretty much known as bitches, right? Not assholes. They're like, oh, fucking.
Then they're just the enforcers. They didn't make the hall. They didn't make the rules.
Yeah, I guess it depends.
You think hall monitors are enforcers? I think.
Yeah, they're a monitor. That's an enforcer.
Huh.
So they're assholes. Hmm.
I think that they got to be enforcers. They're monitoring. I don't know if they're enforcing.
There might be a few holes in this theory that we have going, but...
I think it's pretty airtight.
Yeah, we came in hot with it, and we drew really clear lines.
I like to go, you're either one thing or another, and there's no ifs, ands, or juicy butts about it.
There's definitely juicy
butts.
Well,
no, I think we need to go around and...
Pray.
...say who we think the other people are.
Oh, sure.
Oh,
so
just based on what, though? I think our problem is what defines a bitch, what defines an asshole.
People who need to define, you're a bitch.
Yeah, Kyle's a bitch for sure.
Yeah, Kyle's a bitch, yeah.
I'm a bitch.
I already said I was, but I'm not actually clear as to why I said that. So if we can define this.
Yeah, I mean, bitches don't even know. Oh, God, what is this episode?
All right, cool, let's play.
Okay, so go down the list. Jersey, you started it.
Yeah.
Let's see. I guess Blake is a bitch.
This is easy for sure.
Oh,
hell yeah, bitch.
Oh, hell yeah.
And Adam's not an asshole. So by default, I think you're a bitch.
Adam's an asshole.
Yeah, I think Adam's an asshole. And I also think you're an asshole. And I definitely agree with you. Blake's a bitch.
Well, coming from a bitch.
I think it's two assholes versus two bitches.
Coming from a bitch, I don't give a fuck.
The question is, Kyle, are you happy to wear the bitch? Over being an asshole, I'm kind of down to be a bitch over an asshole. Fucking asshole.
I think I am when I think about
fucking asshole, bitch.
Yeah. I think I'm better off being a bitch than being an asshole.
You're going to get walked on, though, brother.
Well, I can handle it. You know what I mean? I got big shoulders.
These big check shoulders.
I feel like a bitch asshole.
Okay. A bitch ass hoe.
Hole. I'm just a hole, man.
Yeah. How does it feel to be assholes, you assholes?
Well, assholes don't care.
That's true.
Yeah, I'm pretty indifferent to it.
So you're okay with it?
Yeah, see, the thing is I feel like I walk a real fine line. I like where I'm at, because I don't feel like I would say a lot of people, I would be put on both sides of the fence, depending on who you ask. Much so I feel good where I'm at, where, sometimes I'm bitch made, And sometimes I'm a fucking asshole.
Wait, who's calling you a bitch, bro? Because you are not a bitch.
Yeah,
bro.
Nobody called you a bitch.
I called him a bitch because I don't think he's ever an asshole. I think he's just kind of a bitch because
Adam,
when you think
100%...
he's being... Hang on, listen to me.
Yeah, okay, I'll wait, sure.
Chill out, Kyle, goddamn.
Sorry.
Yeah, what, are you an asshole?
Sorry.
Yeah,
an asshole.
Hang on.
When Adam's being what can be perceived as an asshole, I think at the core of it, it's usually that he's being a bitch. He's usually complaining or like mad about something, and you're like, all right, quit being a bitch. Like,
all right.
You know?
Yeah. See?
So he's an asshole with a basis of bitch.
Yeah, with bitch tendencies.
Built on a bitch foundation.
And I think that I can be perceived as a bitch when at my very core, I'm an asshole.
Yeah, you're a total asshole.
Well, you are, like, there's no questions about you being an asshole.
No.
I don't think anybody's going to question that.
Yeah. I feel like Durs is the definite, like, alpha asshole of our crew, for sure.
I think that I look like that, and I'm not outspoken about how I feel. But I think
asshole backpedaling.
Yeah, this is bitch. This is some bitch material.
Right. Would an asshole do this, or would he be like, yeah, that's right, I'm here. And I stand for what I believe in. I feel like I'm a nice guy without tact. How about that?
I got to look up tact.
You're like an asshole that identifies as a bitch.
Hey, give us 20 minutes. We're going to figure out exactly what tact means. And we're going to...
I'm a bitch without any finesse. Is that clear?
Okay. Yeah.
I think you're a stone cold asshole that identifies as a bitch.
Like what?
Like what, bitch?
What do you mean?
Well, I feel like you look like... This is, and I've said this to you before, and I truly believe it. I think if the year were 1987, Durs would either be like, he would be like a senator, or he would be like a huge, he would be in every movie playing the asshole, like jock.
Cobra Kai.
Yeah, he would be.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I feel like that was your uber decade.
It's just the way you carry yourself.
Yeah, kind of fucked up and missed out.
I think, like, also, I just want to say that whether you guys are assholes that identify as bitches or bitch-made assholes, I love y'all, you know, and I find redeeming.
Sure, of course.
redeeming. Sound. What was that?
One more time?
What was that one from?
I love you very much.
It's from Mac and Cheese Valentine's Day.
What?
Uh-huh.
What? Yeah, do it again. Yeah.
I love you very much.
From Mac and Cheese Valentine's Day? What does that
mean? It's the guy who was homeless that got put on because he had like the radio voice. And everyone's like, wow.
Oh, right.
And then he did the McDonald's
I'm
commercial.
Your friend.
That was pretty good.
I'm your friend.
I'm your friend? Is that what Macho Man's saying?
Yes.
He turns friend into a three-syllable word.
I'm your friend.
Maybe four.
These will catch on.
I know why. I already know my answer, but I'm like, I wish they could nail a like throwback WWF show, like scripted.
Glow?
Well, they did Glow. It was a huge hit. It was a moderate hit. They just got canceled, but...
Oh, you want people playing the old characters? You want like...
You want a Razor Ramon?
Yeah.
They are. They're doing The Rock's... Like, kind of his origin story, which is hilarious that a human being has an origin story. But I think they're doing that.
Well, The Rock's company's doing Rowdy Roddy, which I'm actually attached to right now.
Ooh.
Get on.
Rowdy Roddy.
Yeah.
Now, what does that mean to anyone out there outside of Hollywood, Kyle?
They came to me with the idea of doing a Rowdy Roddy project.
Rowdy Roddy Piper, a famous wrestler from the 1980s.
That's right. And it's with The Rock's company and Kimmelot, Jimmy Kimmel's company. And
you're attached.
I'm attached to direct it. They're not looking for another director at this time because if and when it gets made, I'm the guy.
Mm.
Nice.
Congrats.
Hey, yeah. Kyle, I'd tune into that one.
I would too.
I would love to do it. It's just we're all about casting right now. It's tough.
Would you invite us all to the premiere for that one? Would we get some premiere tickets?
You will get premiere tickets, my dude. Of course, bro.
Yeah, dude.
That's so fucking big of you.
That is so tight of you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Here's what I'm going to say, and I believe in you 100%, Kyle. It's just, it's never going to be better than the real thing. That's what I was getting at.
Wait a second.
Okay. Shots fired. Blake has an undercover asshole element to him.
Are you ever trying to get better than the real thing? The whole point of making a biopic or whatever is to pay homage to the real thing.
Right. No, Blake likes to quit before he tries. And bitch!
Bitch, man.
But the movie The Wrestler.
But that's not like a real thing. That was not based on a real thing.
It was based on a collection of stories and whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah, but it was an amalgamation.
I think that's the way to go. I think it has to be a fake wrestling federation. It can't be real.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
No, no, no. First of all,
I love biopics. I love biopics. No matter if they're good or bad, I still enjoy the story. Because even when you watch wrestling or watch baseball or a band, you might not know their whole origin story and where they came from and why they are the way they are. Mm-hmm. And that's why biopics rule so hard.
Yeah, I dig them too. I think they're cool.
You get to see them blossom.
One question. The Rock is obviously the biggest star post-wrestling, right? But was he a game changer? Like, do we want to see his movie or do we want to see the Bealia saga? Terry Bealia, Hulk Hogan, or like Andre the Giant. That was the shit, that documentary that came out. Like game changer wrestlers. Because wasn't The Rock kind of just like the Kobe Bryant where like Jordan changed the game?
Good comparison.
Kobe carried the torch and was like the GOAT of the era. But didn't change the game.
Well, that's why Roddy fucking rules, man, because he was a game changer. He was like the first successful heel where he played the bad guy.
Right.
Was he before Ric Flair?
Yeah, he was doing this like the when he fought Hogan, Hogan goes...
Hogan?
Yeah. At Madison Square Gardens, like...
Hogan?
Hogan goes out and gets all the love, and everybody's taking pictures of him and all that stuff. Roddy Piper walks to his own car, drives himself home. Nobody gives a shit. But he participated in half of that match. He gave himself to the craft in a way that's so blue-collar and so awesome, and he didn't get the stardom. Mm. That's what attracted me to...
Notice me, senpai. Notice me.
Just wanted to be noticed.
He just wanted to be noticed.
That was a good one.
I mean, they didn't even give him pants, you know? He was too rowdy. He was too rowdy.
He had the undies under the kilt.
Yep.
To be fair, the Hot Rod shirt, the merch was flamethrowers.
Mm-hmm. Well, didn't Ronda Rousey take it?
She did.
And he gave it to her.
How did he die? How did he go, Kyle?
DDT.
No, I think he had a heart attack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, all those dudes live mad fast.
Hard.
Yeah. I mean,
pretty cool way to go, though.
But, hey, they taste the glory. Wait, did you just say pretty cool way to go?
Yeah.
No. It's a whatever way to go. It's an awesome way to live. Dude, he had a fucking heart attack? Sick.
Yeah, but you want to just go out with a kabang. I'm going to live fast and hard.
Yeah. A heart explosion?
A flip-flap. A skadoosh.
Catch me at 70 when my heart goes kadoosh.
Still going to send it.
Slap-plap, slap-plap.
Hey.
I'm still going to send it.
You got to send it, brother.
You got to send it.
Hey, I have a question because I've heard this in Hollywood pronounced two different ways.
Ooh, let's talk Hollywood.
So you said biopic. I hear some people say biopic.
Mm-mm. Well, that's dumb.
Biopic is dumb.
What are we saying? What is it? I always said biopic, like it's a bio picture.
That is what it is.
Yeah.
But I hear people that are well-respected say biopic.
Yeah, but those people are trying to be fancy. They're putting some fancy shit on it.
Okay, so we can just put that to rest because I'm on the same page. Biopic.
Biopic? Now, that sounds like a surgery, like you're having a biopic.
Yeah, that's medical.
Right.
Kyle, at your next meeting, you want to fuck them all up and just be like, so I'm going to approach this bi-pi with, and they'll be like, you're the what? And you go, bi-pi.
Yeah.
Biopic.
Bi-pi.
B-I-P-I. Okay, anyway, sorry guys, keep up. Like really flex your asshole-ness.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
About it.
Walk in with a huge asshole.
I'm a bitch identifying as an asshole at that point.
Don't lead with your bitch.
Yeah. Lead with your asshole.
Lead with your asshole.
Lead with your asshole.
Always lead with your asshole.
Walk through that door backwards.
Oh my God.
Well, the podcast is out now. That's pretty exciting. I listened to a couple or one of the episodes, and I will say that in the episode, I'd like to apologize early. I'd like to get an apology out of the way early.
Whoa.
And I was kind of being an asshole, and I don't like that. I don't want to be an asshole. I feel like I'd like to be a nice, healthy mix of asshole and bitch, but I think I was being more of an asshole, specifically to Blake, saying he didn't know Grateful Dead.
Oh, wow.
And he did. He called me out right away. He knew of several of the songs. Truckin' was one of them.
Didn't you apologize that in that episode to me?
No. You see what I did? I said I was going to apologize. Didn't apologize. Oh, wow. I said, I was like, oh, I know what I'm going to apologize about, and then didn't apologize about it.
I like that move. Yeah. The old bait and switch.
Yeah, they say, I'm definitely going to apologize for that, and then not.
Yeah, and I will apologize about that. But never did.
Hey, just so you know, I'm locking that one away, and I'm going to unleash an apology a little later on.
Okay.
You know, maybe it might mean more if you did a public apology on your social, maybe.
Yeah, you could go Insta Live.
Oh, yeah, that'd be huge.
All right. I'm doing an Insta Live right now and giving a public apology to Blake Anderson.
I think you got to.
Okay, good.
Wow, this is a big moment.
And how do you do an Insta Live?
Technical.
You just post your story and then give yourself a little swipe, and it's one of the options, just like the Super Zoom or any of those.
No, it says Reels. Oh, there it goes. Okay.
Yep. I don't know what Reels are, full disclosure.
Checking the connection.
Hey, you got to do what everybody does, and you're like fixing yourself, and you're like, hold on, I'm going to wait till some of y'all show up real quick.
Right.
I'm going to wait till we get a little bit more people.
Yeah.
We're having trouble starting the live video right now.
Okay. So, that's okay.
So I'm just going to do a story, Blake, and this still counts as a public apology.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hey, guys, I'm doing the podcast. This is important, and I would like to publicly apologize to Blake Anderson for saying he doesn't know the Grateful Dead, because he does. So a public apology to you, my good friend. Why are you laughing?
Because you almost just accepted my apology for me.
Yeah. No, I would say this is a public apology. You shouldn't be laughing.
You said accepted, though. You were
you said apology accept, and then you caught yourself.
I said apology accepted. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he does. I don't know if he accepts it or not. I hope he does. He's one of my very best friends, probably my best friend out of the three of these guys. I love you, Blake.
I'm your friend.
Thanks, man. That was big of you.
Okay, so that's cool. That was like a double public.
That's out there.
And I've never seen a double pub before.
See, now would an asshole do that, Kyle?
It doesn't seem like he would.
But you see what I did there? I couldn't help. I threw a little jab right at the end saying that Blake is my best friend out of the three. See,
right.
It didn't feel right.
Yeah.
To be genuine.
Just be a biatch.
To just be a biatch. Yeah. Yeah, to be too genuine. Yeah, I had to throw it in there. And I'm sorry. I'd like to apologize.
To who?
To you guys. To Kyle and Durzy.
A lot of apologies.
For saying that, Blake. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, I'm best friends with all you guys. I love you guys.
I love you very much.
See, I still think he's an asshole in bitches' clothing.
There we go. Oh,
shit. I like that. There's your shirt.
An asshole in bitches' clothing.
That's so tight.
Yeah, I'd rock that shirt.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it just feels disingenuous every time you put that little punch in there. I feel like I have to discount everything else, you know?
Is disingenuous a word? Fact checkers at home, let us know.
Yeah.
Disingenuine.
It's a word.
I hope so. If it's not, you can just get words in the dictionary now, by the way.
It's not disingenuous?
Oh. Disingenuine is a... I don't know. I don't know, bro.
I like that. He was like, well, I don't know.
Yeah, that was my true bitch coming out.
Fuck.
Disingenuous is the word. Disingenuine, I cannot find, so...
Yeah, okay.
All right, well...
Well, let's get it in there.
That's cool.
Who do you think has the most vast vocabulary?
Shakespeare.
Out of the four of us?
Shakespeare.
Motherfucker, spell Shakespeare. Hold up. Spell Shakespeare, Blake.
I could spell Shakespeare.
Hit us with it.
Spell it.
But spelling isn't necessarily vocabulary, right?
I'm not saying it is. I just heard him say it and I want him to spell it.
Okay.
S-H-A-K-E-S-P-E-A-R.
Boom.
That's right.
I think that might be right.
Yeah, that is right.
Oh my God.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
Very much.
I want some Shake Shack now. Damn.
I feel like after you corrected me on the disingenuous thing, I'm the guy who thinks I do, but I'm fucking probably the worst.
Damn.
Dude, I have, when I'm hanging out with my wife's smart friends, I'm trying so hard to like say shit like that I don't know. And I just am like, I'm walking that tightrope.
Durz is always like, that is so perplexing.
Oh my gosh. That is.
Damn. Y'all really just perplexed me.
Oh, I'm pretty perplexed. Huh,
let me think on that perplexogen.
That is a real perplexity.
Perplexogen.
Because if you nail it, they're like, well, look who's arrived. But if you say the wrong word, they're like, this motherfucker is stupid.
Yeah, you fall on flat.
Yeah, what is your go-to smart word that you...
Genitalia.
Genitalia is your go-to smart word?
No, I don't fucking know. I'm like thinking of long words.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, me too.
Long, I guess that's just long to me, bro.
Yeah.
What, isn't there a misnomer? Is that a word?
Yeah, yeah, misnomer. You know what I like to say is what we think we know. That's my favorite smart person shit when they're like, well, what we think we know is that the koala is dying, huh?
Oh, like they're so well read.
My dad will drop at the end of the day to like, it's flagrant.
Right.
Where it's like, what do you mean at the end of the day? Like, we don't have to have this conversation? Like, yeah. Nothing about.
At the end of the day? Well,
no, that's not what it means.
Isn't that what that means?
No.
The idiom means like, the bottom line is.
Idiom. He said idiom. That's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great one. Idiom.
Idiom is pretty good.
But at the end of the day, meaning like after we argue, like till the end of the day, when we get to it, this is going to be what's up. So I know everything.
No, it's not about arguing.
It's not to the end of the day. It's at the end of the day.
At the end of the day, like summing it all up. Like this is what it all.
Right. The summation of the discussion is at the end of the day.
Yes.
Get 'em.
Summation. Very good.
The summation.
Get 'em. I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, baby.
I'm your friend.
That's fucking dope. I might have to bring that one up.
Summation. I might have to drop that at Thanksgiving dinner.
Well, the summation is.
Well, yeah, you got to have a fucking sentence with it, too.
I know. I was happy that it happened because I was able to use it.
Yeah, but not in a sentence, just as a word. You just said the summation.
No, I did use it in a sentence the first time, and then I couldn't put it back into a sentence, but I did pull it out of a genuine sentence, a very genuine sentence.
If you do it in a sentence, you know you could use that like a dinner table, like. What's the summation of the salt you just used?
Mm-hmm. But that's like, what do you mean? Like, what the fuck was that?
Oh, I feel like this has too much salt in it. There's too much summation.
Yeah. Ooh, I feel a little summation in my stomach. Oh, not good. Yeah.
I feel like my steak was overly summated with salt.
You can say that. You can say, like, what's your summation of Thanksgiving dinner? And then make sure, like, you fart right afterwards.
Oh! Hello.
That's dang. Comedy.
That would bring the house down.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Oh, baby, you got some heaters, Blake.
Blake, I love the new add-ons, my man.
So good.
Thanks, brother.
Which one are you most proud of the noobs, of the new sounds?
I mean, I really did like discovering that Macho Man one, but...
Yeah.
I had a few. I mean, this. Hello! That's a classic.
Yeah.
Oh, little Miss Doubt.
That's a classic.
The Miss Doubtfire. We've been asking that for a couple weeks now.
That's great.
I feel like some kids don't know Miss Doubtfire, and that is so sad.
Yeah.
I don't know it.
Really?
I didn't. I never watched it. I was a little older than you guys, and I was like.
Still are.
I don't need to watch this movie. Also, not a huge Robin Williams fan.
Okay, whoa. You're out of here.
That's so bizarre to me. Maybe we were just the right age because I'm such a Robin Williams fan. I think he's the fucking greatest.
Yeah.
I would love to hear why you are not a Robin Williams fan.
I mean, the movie Toys didn't help.
Okay. That's a blemish.
That's one movie, and that's one movie.
I remember being like hyped on the trailer, and he was like standing out in the field, and I was like, is this the movie that's going to make me an adult? Like, it's kind of artistic and like, and then it was bad.
Yeah.
I didn't like that movie either.
Yeah, that one wasn't his best, but and you know what? I think we were the right age. I think we were probably just the perfect age for it.
Yeah.
Like, do you remember Hook?
Oh yeah, Hook.
Hook was the shit.
Yeah, you want to get into Hook? Look, I went to go see Hook in the movie theater.
Okay.
The first time I'd ever gone to the movies with my father, just the two of us.
Oh dang.
And Hook was dope. Rufio, I'm gonna get into that later. I got a bone to pick with Hollywood.
Hated it.
Rufio was the fucking man. No. It was dope. And then I get up and my dad's like, Jesus, you didn't like that, did you? Oh no. I was like, what?
Oh no.
I was like, I liked it a lot, Dad.
Oh. He put that in your head.
Never went to the movies again with each other.
Wow.
What the hell?
That's hella sad.
We were mad young when that movie. That movie came out in 1991. That's an old ass.
I was 24.
Durs, you just peeled back a layer of asshole and I'm starting to see the bitch.
Yeah, holy smokes, dude. You were a bitch.
Yeah, you kind of know why he has this asshole shield up.
Yeah.
You weren't allowed to enjoy Hook, the happiest movie ever.
You're seeing it, Peter.
Yeah, you're doing
it. You're doing it, Peter.
But let me be an asshole about something else right quick.
All right.
Let's talk Rufio.
Oh, Rufio's the man.
Was Rufio a hero to everybody in this podcast?
Yes.
Absolutely.
He was the fucking man.
Style icon.
So why didn't Hollywood take notice and go, okay, Asian American men can be heroes in this country. Let's put them on. Okay. He was like the last dude that was the fucking, and there's like Jackie Chan, but Jackie Chan, like they had to make him kind of silly or whatever. Mm-hmm. They would take dudes from other countries that had to do karate and shit. I'm just talking about a fucking cool ass dude. Mm-hmm. And Rufio was like the one.
Rufio was the king. Well, he could skateboard too, so he could do it all.
Yeah.
What about homeboy from Ninja Turtles 2, the pizza dude?
I love that dude.
He was also in Surf Ninjas. That bro was sick.
But he had to do karate.
That's true. You're right. You're right. He did have karate influence.
And wasn't he in costume as a turtle or no?
No, he was the delivery dude. He was like their Casey Jones.
But I think he was also one of the turtles.
Whoa, how would they have done
that? Oh, really?
That did the fighting shit.
How would they have done that?
That would be impossible.
I could be wrong. I think he is.
I do remember the Rufio guy got a movie. It was called Faking the Funk, and it was pretty sick. I think it was just about him trying to play basketball. It was sick.
Of course it was sick.
Right.
He's the man.
Blake, was it sick in the way that you like certain TV shows and movies that are bad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. It's probably not great to everybody.
And Adam, if we could just unpack that a little. Blake likes shitty stuff because it's shitty.
Yeah, he likes bad stuff.
He loves the underdogs.
But not even the underdogs. It'll be like a hit TV show that is undoubtedly bad.
Right.
I'm trying to think of the thing that's unanimously bad that I like. Maybe what? Like Soul Plane or something? I love that flick. It's great.
No. Soul Plane's not that bad.
Well, yeah, no, okay, nobody here has said Soul Plane was bad.
We're not talking Soul Plane.
No.
What are you talking about, Adam? Do you have a specific?
I'm specifically talking that.
Like Jean-Claude Van Damme flicks?
No.
Like,
those are great.
Okay.
And I'm fully on board with that.
Okay. Hold on.
All right. Well, we're unpacking.
I'm specifically talking about his Tim Allen, his new show, that new Tim Allen show.
Right. Fuck you. You don't like Last Man Standing?
No, I don't. Speaking just personally, I don't.
Here's the thing. Have you ever seen it?
I did. I watched an episode. Just because you kept coming into the Workaholics writer's room being like, did you guys see the Last Man Standing episode last night? And literally all 12 of us in the room were like, literally none of us saw that. Like, not one of us.
Yeah, we just moved on.
Okay.
And so I was like, well, I got to check it out. I got to go check it out. And then I came back going, that's not for me.
Okay.
Blake came over to my house and downloaded like two entire seasons on my iTunes account of Last Man Standing.
Okay.
Whoopsies.
So wait, you had to pay for the series?
He bought them at my house. He just clicked buy the whole series two times. And I still have them and I haven't even
run. I'm still going to send it.
Wait, like we have seasons or episodes?
Seasons on my tab.
Sorry.
Damn.
My tab.
That's a dick move. Blake is a fucking asshole.
Oh, that's an asshole move.
Yeah, he's an asshole in bitch's clothing.
Did you watch them, though? Here's the thing. There were two things about it that I enjoyed. It was basically Home Improvement, but Tim has daughters now. So that's cool.
Yeah.
And also, everybody from Home Improvement made cameos. It was sick. They'd show up.
So it was you just loving Home Improvement, which I have to agree with you. That was one of my favorite shows growing up.
Yeah, I love
it. Wait, did Wilson do one?
No.
Yeah, he comes and he's constantly hidden behind a stack of shirts or some shit.
I mean, if they didn't do that, they're not really fucking around. Like, come on.
He might not be with us any longer.
He's with us.
There's no way to tell how old that man was.
What people, what Al was obviously.
Everybody did it.
Al. Everybody. And Jill, probably.
Al, Jill, JTT, Brandon?
Yeah, Big Brandon. What's
wow, the goth one? Remember when they're like, "You're goth now"?
Oh, that was Mark. That's little Mark.
There we go.
Yeah,
and we're talking Home Improvement now, not the new show. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. We've switched to Home Improvement. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank God.
I would love to get back to Last Man Standing. It's a superior show.
Zachary Ty Bryan is big Brandon.
Did Pam Anderson make a comeback? Well, didn't she pop off from?
Oh, that's right. Ooh, yeah, she was a Tool Time girl.
Are you kidding me right now?
Yeah.
No.
What?
I had no idea about this little piece of nugget hot, of something, triv. whatever the vocab word is.
Hot triv.
Trivia.
She was in like the cutoffs and Timberland boots and shit.
Yeah, in the Nikita shirt. Hello.
Wow, I didn't know that. That's amazing.
How do we not have that soundboard?
I don't want it to get twisted. I don't want people to be hitting me up and being like, how dare you? Tim Allen's a god.
Yeah, do not get it twisted.
I fucking love Tim Allen.
Yeah, he's great.
Yes. He's the best. Tool Time ruled. I'm a big him and the Santa Claus. I thought that was a good trilogy.
Wait, you like the show Tool Time on Home Improvement, or did you like Home Improvement?
Okay, Kyle, I think you knew what I meant. I liked Home Improvement, but specifically the Tool Time segments.
Yeah, that was better.
I liked when he was working with wood.
Yeah, you guys, I will admit, like, there was another thing of the show was also, it's a stupid sitcom, multicam or whatever, but it was written also with jokes aimed towards like right-wing politics. So I thought that was kind of funny to see those really, just those jokes don't make it on TV.
Not aimed at right-wingers.
Yeah, from a right-wing perspective, like Tim Allen would be like, thanks, Obama. Uh-huh. It was just like, yeah.
That's gold.
I just thought it was hilarious.
That was the joke. Thanks, Obama.
A lot of that. I love a lot of that.
Hey, I'll give it a shot. That seems insane.
It's worth a watch.
Oh, Kyle just left to go watch those two seasons.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm out of here.
We'll get in with him later.
Report back. They also did the thing where they replaced one of the daughters. They switched actors in the middle of a season, which was sick. You know that means.
That's always a good move.
Oh, that's always a bizarro move.
Oh, that was our girl Erin, right? From who did Workaholics?
Oh, no, that was for Kevin James' show.
Oh, that was for Kevin James.
Yeah, that was Kevin James.
That shit was bogus.
What do we think is the worst show that each of us watches and likes, but knowing that it's not like a show that the rest of us would be on board with?
Oh, interesting. What's the show you watch that nobody else watches on the pod?
Yeah.
I mean, that was Norseman for me a while ago, but now everyone's watching it.
Oh, look at you, trendsetter.
Literally, I've never heard of it. What is Norseman?
Norseman is like, it's kind of like The Office, but it takes place in Viking days. So there'll be like slave rowing the boat or whatever, and he'll be like, excuse me, Viking Master, my hands are just hurting. Is there like any kind of lotion we can have? that kind of thing. And they're like, fucking, it's just...
What's it on?
It's very weird. It's on Netflix.
That sounds cool.
Norseman.
There's a funny bit about like, there's like a big Viking woman who goes on like a raid and they all come back and all the other Viking guys are telling her husband like, dude, she was unbelievable in the raid. I saw her raping two guys at one time, just really taking them to task.
Okay.
And he's like, oh, yeah, I mean, I guess you gotta rape and pillage.
And how many episodes is this thing?
They got a few seasons under your belt. It's actually very funny.
So it's like a lot of slave and rape jokes, and that's why you're on board?
Yeah.
Holy. I mean, that piqued my interest right off the bat. No, but it's funny because it takes their history to task.
I like that.
And you, as we know, have a Scandinavian background.
Yes, you are a Norseman yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's time to come to grips with it.
Yeah.
Yes.
I feel like I don't watch much TV.
Okay.
Outside of the stuff that we've made or stuff that I'm working on. But I really, I don't know if anybody here watches the dramatic series This Is Us, but I love it.
Oh, you're on board with This Is Us.
I love it.
I tried to watch some of it because Chloe watches it, but every time I'm tuning in, it's just the music's so serious.
I love it.
I'll walk in and Chloe's watching it, and it's just the music is just full steam ahead, and someone's always crying, and I'm like, well, this is too much. I can't get into... You can't walk into that show halfway.
We lost our 10th baby.
Yeah.
Right.
You're like, okay. Won a season.
Kyle's in it for the catharsis. Smart word.
Yeah, I like to cry when I watch that show. It's good. That's a great word.
Do you cry during it?
Yeah, hell yeah,
bitch.
No, I mean, I'll say it. I'm the guy that'll say it. I love crying when I watch movies or TV. You know what I mean? It's cool to me.
But
it's the way that I can get it out.
Don't you feel like they got you? Don't you feel like they tricked you with like emotions?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the one time where I feel like okay with my bitch self. You know what I mean? Like,
I think that's cool. It's cool to cry. Strong men also cry.
Thank you, Blake. That's a big Lebowski.
Okay, it's okay to cry.
Not every week, though.
Do we want to pivot here to what movies or TV shows have made each of us cry? Or do we want to continue with this, what are you watching that people don't like?
Well, I'm the only one left to go, and I would say... Entourage, probably, but I know that Kyle has a soft spot for the Entourage, so I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
But I feel like that's the opposite. People love that show, except for like here in Hollywood where they go, it's not like that, and it's bad writing.
Yeah, but that's like who we hang out with. So, you know, like our friends and people that we talk to are like, Entourage, that shit's whack.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. I know you've recently done a rewatch of it, and you still stand by it.
Oh, it's so fun.
I don't know that I could do that.
Well, dude, I think you could, and I think you should.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, I don't know that I could stand by it. I know that I could watch it again, of course.
Well, for sure, there's like creep, especially early seasons. They're just like talking. I mean, they're just like the horniest dudes alive.
yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, they are.
Hello. but it was like right when we moved to LA. So it was like early 2000s. Right. Yeah. It was like they're wearing the same like dumb, you see the same dumb trends that you remember of clothes that we couldn't afford that we were like, ah, shit, if only I could get some True Religion jeans.
Yeah.
Then I'd be cool.
And have we talked Hell about yeah. this? But it was like, it was kind of like a weird mental roadmap for me to be like, how do you do the Hollywood thing? Like,
yeah,
who's this director Billy that like I basically based my whole life off of?
His whole vibe.
Oh my god, that's so real.
It's very real, dude.
I think you need to rewatch it because Billy loses his mind and gets kicked out of Hollywood and then has to direct commercials.
Yeah, I'm directing commercials, but I'm still up in Hollywood.
Too real. Yeah, he's attached. I don't know if you heard, but he's attached.
Right, yeah. I haven't worked in a while, so...
You followed Billy's playbook a little too close.
Oops.
Did I do that? Oops.
I shouldn't have got that Pablo Escobar back tattoo.
Yeah, that was sick.
Whoopsies.
Well, what made us cry, guys? When was the last time you really cried?
That's a great question.
I got that on deck because it happened recently.
I mean, I know that because it's only one time. Boys in the Hood.
Boys in the Hood.
You've only cried to a movie one time, you sociopath. One time.
Yeah, that's it.
Well,
Jesus.
One time?
When was I supposed to cry?
What part? Is it when Cuba comes in like...
Yeah. Yeah, I remember I was watching it in my buddy John's living room, and we both like look at each other like,
how old?
I think my mom's making hot dogs.
How old were you?
I don't know, 12, whenever it came out on video.
Well, do you hold back tears now?
So you were a 12-year-old. Yeah, you're crying.
Yeah, but that's a heavy scene about like racial injustice.
No, for sure, but like you had to have cried since then at some movie that you've seen while you're an adult.
Yeah, Anders.
Just Game Over, man, when it ended and the credits rolled and I stood up and clapped for us all.
Yeah, that was sick.
Yeah, I feel like I cried during that.
I was watching some movie in the theater and everyone started crying and I was like, this is fucking crazy.
Hated it.
Are you holding back? Do you know when you're supposed to cry at a film, or are you just, and you're making the conscious choice not to, or it's just not emotionally grabbing you?
Kyle, what is pain?
Thank you.
I'm just wondering.
You're talking to a cyborg.
I guess I'm like, I don't put myself in that position. I'm watching the story. I'm sure it's happened. It happens more when I watch like Real Sports with Bryant Gumbel. You know what I mean?
Oh my god!
That's fine. It doesn't need
True
to be
stories.
A movie, does it? It could just be any sort of media.
Yeah, any form of media.
Yeah, if you're watching people like talk about somebody who's passed away or like some triumph they've had in their life where it's real, I'm way more on board. But like, I guess my point is fucking Cuba killed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's so cool.
I get that, dude. I don't fault you for crying, and I wonder if you'll ever cry again.
I applaud you for it.
Applaud him.
Yeah, I'm not looking for, we're just talking about what we cried. So.
I made the mistake of, they had that, like, I mean, you guys did, and thank you for doing that, the documentary Becoming on Disney Plus, where they did like a little documentary on me and like my accident and all that. And my dad cried in the, first of all, he was so hungover in the interview process. They, cause they interviewed for like hours and then they use like 25 seconds of when you're tear up. And so my dad was so hungover. My mom and dad tied one on the night before.
He was just thirsty.
I'm still going to send it.
And they were just like, just on a good one. And my dad started crying and I called him up. I'm like, I saw you crying on Becoming, you bitch. And he just
said that.
Yeah. And like kind of just, you know, shitting on him, being funny. And he goes, well, it was pretty emotional. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah. You felt like an asshole.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, I was just kidding. And he's like, who's the bitch now? Motherfucking got me.
Dang, that's so Denny D.
I remember when they were interviewing me for that, I teared up a little bit and I was like, please don't use that. Like afterwards,
what did you almost tear up about?
I remember it. I remember like complimenting Adam like in a very genuine way, because they were like,
thank you, Kyle,
picking at our story. And it, I mean, all this shit kind of wells up where you're like, fuck, I haven't thought about like the inner mechanics of how we made it. I've just been riding the wave. But they were like, what would you want to say to Adam, and or what do you think his role was? And I just was like,
I love you very much.
Really being not disingenuous and saying that I thought that Adam did a great job of pushing us full steam ahead when we
cry.
Myself probably would have been like, I can't do this. Like the odds are stacked against us. Like I'm going to cry right now.
Cry.
But like,
we want it.
Cry. But I felt that. I felt it all. Like, you know, I'm just like, damn, Adam was like the little engine behind our crew that was like, we got this. Come on. Who gives a fuck about anybody else? Let's go. And it's like, yeah, that was really important to us making it.
And you cried about that.
And then I realized afterwards I had the beginnings of viral conjunctivitis. So actually, I realized afterwards that the tears that were coming out was a virus.
Oh my God, that took a fucking turn. Yeah. Jesus.
All right, see, and we're talking about disingenuous.
Yeah. You had allergies or some shit?
Oh my God.
Yeah, I had these crazy allergies. I thought I was like feeling it, but no, I was just going to tell you if they did use it that it was viral conjunctivitis. That was my whole thing.
Well, see, and I just wrote down thank you because I wanted to remind myself later on to say thank you to Kyle.
Well, I never got to use the joke because I wanted to do the joke. Like, if they used me crying, I wanted to tell you that. Sure. So now I just had to, I wasn't going to do it, but I did it.
I think on those sort of things where they like follow someone's life and talk to their close family and friends, everybody, that's their whole point, is to get people emotional. But then they can only pick one.
Everyone can't be crying.
Yeah. It loses juice if everybody's just crying for, you know, the entire documentary. You're like, oh, okay, so he's just surrounded by a bunch of bitches.
Hey.
Everybody's just losing their minds. Dang.
Whoops.
I haven't watched it yet, but I had to, like, they were trying to steer my narrative.
Okay.
And I had to be an asshole and go, hang on a second, in a way that I feel like I was protecting Adam.
Oh.
As a friend.
Thank you.
They were like, don't you think it's crazy how
he's a bitch?
Adam found you as a writer and Kyle's a director and Blake as a scene partner and used you guys to make stuff? And I was like, can I stop you right there? I don't think Adam was using us. I was like, I think we were all friends and had things that we were into and together started doing stuff. But you make him sound like some fucking evil guy who's like, yeah, no, we're friends.
Come with me.
But can you write me this real quick? Yes. Can you film me this and we'll go get fast food together as friends?
I'm buying.
I was like, you guys are making him sound creepy. He's a normal dude.
Yeah.
It happened organically.
And he's still coming.
And I'm still becoming.
He coming.
He's still coming.
I'm still coming.
They shouldn't have made becoming because my boy is still coming.
Yeah. I didn't became. I'm about to become.
Becomed. My wife just came in here and gave me two munchkins.
And we know what those are.
Yes.
What is that?
What's a munchkin?
I'm sorry?
Donut holes.
I don't know what that is.
Just a donut hole.
No. This is not a donut hole. Okay. This is a Dunkin' Donut munchkin.
Why? It's just like the name brand of their donut hole?
Yeah, what's up?
This is going to be the first time we see Durst cry right here. I'm disrespecting munchkins.
We finally found it.
It's a munchkin.
When you say donut hole, it's more than a hole. It's a munchkin.
It's a munchkin.
It's their branding, yeah. But isn't that it's the best name for a little something. And it's delicious. I'm gonna have one.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Treat yourself.
Good for you.
Mm. What I just did is I just got a ton of Halloween candy. I just ganged up on some.
Oh, you gotta chill with that.
Is it gonna be gone before Halloween?
It might be. Like I've recently acquired a real sweet tooth. I used to not have a real sweet tooth, but as of late, since being in the core, I've been a little nom-nommer.
Yeah, you're biking 50 miles a day.
That's true.
Yeah, also, there's no trick-or-treaters this year, so if you're buying candy, it's truly just for your home.
I'm going,
fuck it.
Like, I live in Orange County, California. There will be trick-or-treaters.
Yeah, they're trick-or-treating.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Nobody's staying indoors on Halloween.
Yeah, they got a treat waiting for them.
And what's that treat?
Coronavirus!
Coronavirus!
I thought that was a fucking sound by...
You need to dial that one in.
Yeah.
Actually, I'll just take that one.
Yeah, you got it.
I'll be a human soundbite for that one.
Hey, Adam, when you saw your dad cry on your documentary, was that the first time you ever saw your dad cry?
No, but maybe like the third time ever. Like, and the other two times were when his like dad died and then when his, and then my accident.
Mm.
Okay.
And then maybe when his mom died, but like, I remember when his dad died, he called me up and I think had been drinking a little bit and was like, we were working at the National Lampoon. We were writing that show together and I had to leave and go in the hallway. And he was like, it's not looking good, you know? And I was like, whoa. Right.
Oh, and that's where that sketch came from.
Yeah. That's Hey guys, I have an idea. It's called Bitch Dad.
Drunk dad calls and cries and it's weird.
Great idea. Let's run with it.
But it is strange when, like, especially, you know, I feel like our generation is more connected to our emotions or whatever, but or whatever. But
yeah, I feel that was perfect. Perfectly delivered.
Our parents, I never see my dad cry. So to see him like get teared up was strange for me. And I think that's why I had the reaction of like, oh, I have to make fun of him right away.
Right.
So it's not like a thing. So,
I mean, the first time I ever saw my dad cry was
so
at
bad.
The end of...
I have to make fun of him. I'm sorry, Kyle. Yeah, you were okay. Dads only cry, and then your dad does cry, and you're like, well, I got to make fun of him immediately.
Well, I mean, that's how we... In my family, that's how you convey emotion, is by making fun of
him. We walk backwards out of the room. Yeah. Go, this is yours. This is your problem.
Just like, nope, it's not existing.
Kyle, you were saying, sorry.
Oh, yeah. The first time I ever really clocked my dad crying was during the movie Little Big League.
Okay.
Dude. Yeah. And I don't know what else was going on in his life or what was happening at that time. I can't really put a timestamp on it. But when he was like the main character, when the kid was about to, like, he couldn't coach the team anymore. And then he was like, I gotta go. And he goes back out into the field because everybody is chanting his name.
Right.
Like, I heard this like sniffle. And I'm like, what's going on? And I look over, my dad was just blubbering, like big, heavy tears coming down his face.
I wonder if there's any connection to you playing baseball and he wishes you were better at it.
Wow. See, now this is why it's good to have an old friend on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I quit baseball and he was upset. So, I mean, that's...
Yeah, man. We all know you had it in you, brother.
Yeah, it was a hell of a first baseman.
Hell of a slugger, too.
Thank you, baby. I could still hit it out the Oakland Coliseum. Yes, I'm back.
Oakland Coliseum.
I'm back.
What position did you play? You pitched,
first
right?
First base.
No, I played first base. That was my goal, was to be a major league first baseman.
You'd be a great first baseman.
You wanted to be a major leaguer? Fuck. Can you imagine Kyle's psychopath ass out there?
Yep.
Yeah.
I really wanted it.
Dude, he'd be my favorite baseball player for sure.
Yeah.
Thank you, Blake. Again, good to have old friends on the show.
Kyle, we clocked all... that one for an apology later.
Yeah.
I'm your friend.
No, I would have loved it. I think I would have been a pretty good first baseman. I think would have been dope.
Plus, baseball, you don't have to be super athletic. You could be a big boy at first.
Especially a first baseman. Like, I'm just standing there.
That's not true. Nowadays, you have to be pretty fucking athletic. Have you seen these baseball players now? They're all ripped as fuck.
Hello.
Yeah, but the goal back then was just to hit home runs and trot around the bases. Yeah. That's all I was doing. And then standing at first base and stretching to get a ball.
Yeah, but if you were a major league baseball player,
right,
you would have just now gotten to the point that you're too old to play.
Right.
You know what I mean?
37? Is that too old?
I mean, yet you would have to be like super elite to be 37 and still in the league.
Wow, dude, that's crazy to think about. I could have been like done.
Yeah, but you would have had a real career. You blew it, and then you could have gotten in your directing dreams. You blew it, dude.
You blew it, bud.
There's the movie. What is it? Mr. Destiny? You guys ever see that one?
Mr. Baseball.
No. Jim Belushi was like supposed to hit the home run when he was a kid, and he whiffed, and then he ends up working at a factory. And then he goes into a bar and gets a drink from fucking, what's his name? Anyway.
Yeah.
Drinks the drink, goes back to his house, and it's like a giant house because he did hit the home run now, and his life's totally different.
Right, right.
But now he doesn't have his wife, and he's all weird. He's like, oh, fuck.
They've made that movie 100 times.
Those are the type of movies that they absolutely don't make anymore that I want to bring back. I like magic movies.
It's a good movie.
Where things just happen.
Me too. Magic, I think, is going to have a major comeback because people need that.
I love this. Can we quote you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think that those high concept magical films will have a mainstream comeback, especially as we see movie theaters like go away and the blockbusters are kind of like not as necessary as they were. You know?
Yeah. There's your magic. Fucking, I'll make this movie theater disappear.
Yeah, that's magic right there.
Yeah, the majestic.
But yeah, I think they're going to come back in a major way. High concept magic films.
All right, guys.
Okay. I like that take.
I like that. That's a hot take. Speaking of takes, do we have any take backs, apologies, or compliments on this?
Right off the bat, I just want to jump in and take back calling Kyle a psychopath. I'll take it back. I'm not going to apologize. I don't live my life that way.
All right. You're an asshole.
I take it back.
Okay. No problem, Bob. I'll pretend like I didn't hear it. I'm going to go ahead and compliment Adam's father again. I think this is probably the second time I've complimented Dennis, but
yeah.
I hope he's out there listening. I compliment him.
I don't get a lot of compliments, but my dad gets a whole bunch.
Your dad rocks.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
I like your dad a lot. I like to play guitar with him. Yeah. He plays the harmonica. I feel like he's a friend of mine, more so than you. Sometimes, sometimes, not always, but sometimes. But I think him showing the cry face was good.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, he's a good leader.
I would also like to compliment my father for that.
Yes.
You're my dad! You're my dad now!
I'd like to compliment everybody on allowing themselves to be, you know, tapped into their emotions today and really, you know, show a raw nerve there. And also the movie that made me cry was Coco.
Oh, dude. Coco hits it.
Oh, dude, yes. Yes, it does.
It's a blammer.
That's hard not to cry. How do you not cry at Coco?
I don't know, the grandma.
I'll tell you how you don't cry, because it's computer-generated ones and zeros, okay? It's not real, Kyle.
Dude,
okay.
I feel sorry for you, dude. You're a writer.
When that dude dies, he sings him the song about the like ugly lady that won't dance with him, and then that dude just vanishes.
Remember me.
Disappears. So sad.
It's beautiful. It's a great movie. One of my favorites.
Yeah.
Never saw it. Got to tune in to some Coco.
Do yourself a favor.
Dude, it's a heater.
That movie's pretty flawless.
Watch it. I watched Ratatouille.
Oh!
Okay.
You looped back around to that one.
Hated it.
I just wanted to say it. I thought it was great. And I get Durst's sex joke now. I get it.
Wouldn't that be great? Just to have a rat steering you in the room, in the sack.
Yeah, I could have used that in my 20s.
I know I could use that.
Ratatouille porno parody coming next year.
All right, guys. I thought that was a pretty good podcast.
Not bad.
I think that...
It was definitely important.
This is important.